Blog Talk Radio.
Creating me a clean heart, God. Restore me, transform me. Creating me a clean heart, God. Change my heart, oh Lord. Broken me by
your
love. Yes, Lord,
yes,
Lord. Take me as I am. Receive
the sacrifice. Yes,
We need God to change.
Renew me, God. Listening to God's favorite ministry coming to you tonight live, praise God. I pray that song touched you. It always does touch me, praise God. When it comes to worship in the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing like worship. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can bow before Him and just give Him such a heart, such a heart. And if there be anything there that shouldn't be, take it out, Lord. Maybe you don't want to acknowledge your sin. I acknowledge my sin because He knows everything. I'm not perfect. I'm striving for perfection. Praise God. Praise God. There's no one like him. There's no one like him. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's the center of our contention every day. Praise God. I love you, God. I love you forever. I love you. Praise you, God. Oh, God. God, you are our King, God. Praise God. Hallelujah. When all else has failed, God, you're right there, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm just trying to contain myself so we can go on with the program. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 You are listening to God's Favorites program coming to you live tonight. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs, or maybe to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through, maybe some type of sickness the devil is trying to plague you with? Praise God. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Praise God. Hallelujah. And there is no truth in him. Praise God. And we come tonight, praise God, to take authority over every enemy, epitome of Satan. Praise God. We don't want to give him no attention. Hallelujah. So let's go to prayer, praise God, and I thank God for all that he's doing, all that he's going to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, right now, Lord God, we thank you. We come with thanksgiving, God, in our hearts, God, because you are the one. You are the center of our attention tonight, God. God, you have loved us, God, with an everlasting love, God. And God, there is no other love as deep as yours, God. There is no other love as wide as yours, God. There is no other love as tall as yours, God. Lord God, you hold us, oh God, in the palm of your hands, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, oh Father, because you are our Father. You are our King, you are Lord, and you are God. And, oh, God, when all else fails, oh, God, you said when mother and father forsake us, God, you said you would pick us up, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are to us. Thank you, Lord God, oh, God, that we can bow before you and call upon you, God. You will hear our cry, oh, God, and, God, you will answer us, oh, God, and you will show us great and mighty things, God, we don't even know of, God. Hallelujah to Jesus that sits on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Touch tonight, God. Touch that mother that might be hurting so bad tonight, God. Touch that one, oh, God, that may have lost a son, a daughter to drugs or prison walls or pregnancies. Oh, God, touch, oh, God, Father God, that one may be battling with some type of disease or hurt and pain, oh, God, from others, oh, God, Father God. Whatever the situation may be tonight, God, we know, God, that you can change things, God, and you can turn things around, God, for our good, God. Thank you, Father God, for who you are and who you will be. There is no other God, my Father, like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, you can do anything but fail, God. Lord God, we know that you went about healing all kinds of diseases. We know that you, oh God, set the prisoners free. Oh God, in their mind, oh God, in their thoughts, oh God. We know that you, oh God, Father God, that your love will never fail us. We know you, oh God, as being our strength when we feel weak, God. We know you, oh God, as one, oh God, that walks alongside of us. And you said, Father God, that you will never, never leave us nor forsake us. So, Lord, when we fail you, forgive us of our sins, oh God, that we have committed, God. Oh God, hold us, oh God, and take us all the way, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, God, deliver, oh God, our children from the streets, from drugs, from alcohol abuse. God, oh God, salvation tonight, God, in our homes. Oh God, bring salvation to our children, our husbands, our wives, God. Bring salvation to those, oh God, that have never tasted of you, oh God. Oh God, all across this land. May they get to know you, oh God, who is their personal Savior. God, we thank you. Yes, we do. We thank you tonight, and we give you glory, and all honor belongs to you. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I pray that y'all enjoyed that song, asking God to create in us a clean heart. Create in me, oh God, and a right spirit within me. Praise God. If there is anyone on tonight that have a prayer request, praise God, we pray that you will press 1 right now on your phone. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we will be so glad to pray for you as I just prayed. I tried to cover everything, but we want to hear from you individual if you have a prayer request. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We love you so much to pray for you. Yes, we do. We want to pray for every mother that have a child. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Minister Kathy going to be our prayer warrior tonight. Praise God. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me see. Yes, she's here. And we have Minister Zadie is the first one. Go forth, honey.
Still on me. I'm so sorry. Good evening. And okay. God bless all. Yes, I'm having some complications with my stomach, and I'm praying for deliverance. Amen. So lift me up in prayer that this situation will work itself out.
Amen. Amen. And it shall. Amen. All right. Sister Rebecca.
Good evening, everyone. How y'all doing?
Okay.
I'm asking for prayer for my grandson. He was brought up in a church. We didn't drop him off. We brought him. You know, we raised him up in a church. And seemed to be having problems with his wife. They don't believe in God, and her mother also. They don't believe in God. And my grandchildren, I had a birthday the past, and they decided to come over and do a sleepover and cook dinner. And I had my great-granddaughter was over here, and I said, come on, let's do our prayers. She said, who is Jesus? So I tried to explain. She said, I don't want to know nothing about no Jesus. So, and I found out in their house they have a cat, two cats, one called Lucifer and one called Michael. So it bothers me a lot that allows so much to go on to the house. They're not even trying to teach the children about the Lord, and he's been brought up knowing about the Lord, and the wife and her parents don't believe in God at all, and he seems to throw up a lot of things to his mother that she's doing for her daughter, the one who I mentioned prayer about, and I thank God because there's a testimony about they was able to do the procedure, and procedure was a success, and she's now able to take some medicine that will keep her wounds closed, that she'll be able to carry the baby full term. So I just want to thank God for y'all prayers for her with her procedure, and she's home and everything, and just continue to pray. Just pray for my nephew, my grandson, and his wife. They don't believe in going to church. They don't believe in God anymore. It's just like he just done. Let everything go. So just his name is Jerome, and his wife's name is Stephanie, and Stephanie's mother also. Thank you.
Okay. Is that all before we go on? Because sometimes I have a tendency to miss people if they don't go when the flow is happening, and we go on the prayer, and we miss someone. We don't want to miss anyone. All right. I think that's it.
Yes, I'm in the queue.
Okay, go ahead. Yes, okay, yes, you're right. And I already kicked you. Okay, go forward, my dear. I'm sorry.
Okay. Good evening to everyone. God bless you. Once again, I just want to thank God for all the prayers that had gone up for my son, James, who is now home. We thank God for that. Continued prayers for my sister, Nicole, for total healing. We are thanking God by faith that she is healed by the stripes of Jesus, along with my sister, Yvette, who has two procedures coming up. And Sister Dina, one of my church members, who's been in and out of the hospital, she was healed from breast cancer, and it seemed like the enemy wants to try to bring a recurrence back on with her. And so I'm asking for continued prayers for healing for Dina and also for Betty Carrier, healing for this nation and strength and wisdom for our president and his staff. Thank you.
All right.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, everyone. Thank God for all of you all that's on the line and those who wanted to be here but can't tonight. I keyed in a little bit late because I had my church members was over here. And I want to ask for prayer, special prayer for Sister Felicia Key. As you know, those who were on the line on Friday morning, she told us she didn't feel well. So she, well, later on during that day, she went to the hospital. So they performed surgery on her 9 o'clock yesterday morning, which was Saturday morning. And later on during that day, they thought it was all right, but it wasn't. And they had to go back into her. She is in recovery. So they had told she'd be home by Monday, but we don't know now just the circumstances. But her mom said that she was resting well. That's what I want to tell you, my mother.
Okay. The next person is Sister Taylor.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon, everyone. It's a blessed to be on the line tonight. My prayer request is the same, to keep the Taylor family in prayer and my girls in prayer, that they would come back to the teaching which they were taught when they grew up in the house with me, and that my son will find a godly woman, and that they will be on one accord and serve the Lord together. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen.
All right, then. Minister Kathy Sarge, you may go for it.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you this evening, for we've come before your throne of grace. And Lord, you heard every prayer request, the illnesses as well as the celebration, the need, oh God, to have a family to come back to the throne of grace, to learn about Jesus, to want to be about Jesus. Oh, Father, we just thank you this evening. It's so much to pray for. Lord knows I wrote down a lot of notes from what you guys were saying. And it's just so much. Lord, we lift up Zadie in her stomach, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Rebecca, her grandson, his family, the marital issues that's going on in the family, the need, oh God, for them to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, oh God, to come to the realization of who God is.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I lift up the wife, Stephanie, the husband, Jerome, Stephanie's mother, and any other relatives that don't know Christ as their Lord and Savior. I lift up the sister whose son name is James, oh God, her sister, Nicole, and Yvette, friend in the church, oh God, Sister Betty, and Sister Dorena. I think that was her name. So, Father, we just lift them all before you. You know each and every need, oh God. You know each and every hurt, every pain, every situation and every issue, oh God. I lift up Sister Felicia Keys and that's sick in the hospital that had the surgery, oh God. We pray for a successful surgery and healing from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. We lift up the Taylor family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, folks need to be saved. They need to know who you are. Give them ears to hear. Lift up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, lift up men and women of God, prayer warriors, oh God, that are going to war on behalf of these that are listed in on this prayer list on this day, oh God, for there is far many more, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus.
So much.
And Lord, we come before your throne of grace. We come humbly because we know you to be a healer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We know you are a miracle worker, dear Lord God. We know that you can handle way more than this, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We lift up your people before your throne of grace. Give them a desire to, Father, to want to serve you. Give them a desire, oh God, that they know who you are, that they can lay on your own their own prayers and yet come before the throne of grace with intercessors, oh God, that's laying out before the throne of grace, crying out on behalf of those that are sick among us, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We even lift up those this evening that are behind the prison bar, those that are on God's favorite ministry list that we're doing what we can in the name of Jesus to be able to continue to reach out to those that are behind the prison bar, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just praise you today, and we thank you. We thank you on behalf of those that are calling back in with a praise report. We thank you on behalf of those that are listening to this program all around this world. You know what countries that this program is touching. Lives that's being changed. People, oh God, that are raising up off a bed of affliction because you put this in place, oh God. Prayers, oh God, prayer requests heard and unheard. Prayer requests that only the Spirit knows what the Spirit is saying. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God. Prayers that's going out, requests that's going out in that secret and hidden place, oh, God, where only you know where that person is, oh, God. And you hearing that prayer. So, Father, we just thank you this evening, and we praise you and magnify you. Lord, we give you all the glory, and we thank you, oh, God, for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Sister Shawanda, could you give us a praise song?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes. We always praise God after prayers because when we praise him, things happen. Amen? Give us a praise.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. There is none like you. Ooh. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search throughout eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. There is none like you. No one else can touch our heart like you do. We can search throughout eternity, Lord, and find there is none. There is none.
Say it.
There is none like you.
Amen. Ooh, glory. I tell you, the Spirit is here tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, holler from the praise songs up until now. God is moving by his Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, I want to speak on to you. We started last month, at the first of the month, on how the devil is trying to play with our thoughts. That's where he begins, and then in the mind, in the thought life, and make you think things wrong, make you believe things. I mean, he wants to mess with us where we can't think right, and where we always thinking upon the wrong thing. But the devil is a liar. Praise God. So we're going to continue this, and I don't know whether we're going to finish tonight, but it was such a good subject, so we're going to continue on in it this month, praise God, because this is our praise Sunday, praise God. And the only way we can get through these devils that's trying to torment us is we praise God and we use our weapons of war. So tonight is going to be weapons of war, praise God, how the kingdom of darkness operates. And we know that, praise God. We read it many times, praise God, in order to develop an effective strategy for overcoming the suggestions of devil is the realm of our thoughts. Oh, we got to take authority over everything that we think of and command the devil to leave your thoughts alone, because he wants to mess with your thought life. Praise God. We must have an understanding of how his kingdom operates. Praise God. It is absolutely essential for us to understand the scriptural basis through which we can experience victory, because we got victory in Jesus. We have victory if we pull down those things out of our thought and rely upon Jesus. We have victory. The veil that darkened our mind must be pulled aside. It must be pulled aside. So, y'all, we in a war. We in a war. It's a war going on out here in this world, but you're not a part of this world. So pull down those thoughts. Pull down those things that's trying to dim your thoughts. Praise God. Hallelujah. How Satan operates in his kingdom, where he operates from, must be exposed. We must expose the devil every day. We need to expose the devil every day. Don't let him have an inch, because if you let him, he gonna ride, those songs say. Praise God. If you let him have his way, he will ride. Let that devil ride. We not gonna let him ride. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to grasp a full scenario of spiritual warfare and understand its ramifications. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. This is what he said. And we say it all the time. So then if we say it, we say it, we say we need to take authority over our thoughts. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not home, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down
casting down every imagination, that's your mind, everything that's in your mind, every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into a captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We need to bring it down and give it all to the Lord. Because he said, come unto me, all ye that labor, and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Got to give you rest from these things, from everything that tries to torment you. Everything that tries to torment you. Got to give you peace from it. Got to give you rest from it. Got to deliver you from it. God, hallelujah, praise God. It's him we trust. We just got to speak it. We just got to speak it into existence. Verse 4 of this text identifies the source of attack against you and me. Praise God. Paul identified the evil spiritual personalities that try to bind us. Why do we see so many people bound in different things? Because the enemy has bound them and they don't know how to get out of it. Lots of people, they're just bound, and they are bound with alcohol. They are bound by this and that. They are bound by it because they don't know how to go to God and give it all to him. I tell you, when my son went away, honey, I could have been bound so to, it felt like I wasn't going to give it up, get up out of that thing. But when I gave it over to Jesus, when I looked into the heavens from which comes my help, I was free. I was free to release him over to the Lord and let the Lord fight my battle. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy sometimes, because the devil knows, praise God, come on, I'm speaking to somebody. The devil knows when you are in a toughest battle and seeming though that you're not going to come out of it. The devil knows, and he thinks that he has you, but we know one greater. God is more greater than anything on heaven and earth, because he owns it all. Praise God. He calls them strongholds. Those strongholds will try to upset you, beset you, and tear you and sway you and pull you apart. But I'm telling you, my God, who is rich in mercy, who is has all grace that abounds, praise God, is here, praise God, to pick you up and turn things around for your good. This passage provides us with only place in the New Testament where the word strongholds may be found. What does it impart of them? Praise God. Let me mute here for a few minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you about these strongholds, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. These strongholds come, praise God. Hallelujah. That we may not walk in victory, but we got victory in Jesus. Disease may be a stronghold, praise God. Strongholds consist of anything evil used by the devil to bind you in any way of your life. My God. That's what he does. He just that mean old devil. He wants to separate you from your children. Yeah. I heard mother say that tonight. He wants to separate your family. He wants to cause chaos in your family, because God created the family. God wouldn't have never. That's what the first thing he done, praise God, when he created Adam and Eve. And he told them to go and multiply. And you think the devil is pleased? And then, I mean, they went on and they had children, and we see how Abraham and all of how they got separated. We see how a mother took over one son and lied for it. But I tell you, that old enemy, he wants to bring separation. Praise God. Paul tells us that the weapons of our warfare are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They are mighty. Praise God. We can pull them down. We can pull them down, y'all. I'm telling you, we can go into the spirit realm and command, praise God, and decree a thing, and it shall be done. Hallelujah. Paul uses what does he means, for example, by pulling down a stronghold. A consistent theme in Paul's epistle concerned the location of Satan's realm. You got to know where Satan is. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. The end of this verse locates Satan's realm and his being, Ephesians 6 and 12. He told us where Satan is and what we got to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know where Satan is and what we got to do. Praise God. The Greek word from high places is translated is pharanos. This word appears four additional places in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians 1 and 3, Ephesians 1 and 20, Ephesians 2 and 6, and Ephesians 3 and 10. My God. Each of these references uses the translation heavenly places. That's where he is. Attack him. Every time that devil tries to attack you, you go in there and you attack him. Instead of him attacking you. Hallelujah. Praise. Tell him he has no authority. Praise God. The immensity of what Paul was trying to communicate about Satan's realm must have been difficult for the translators of the King James Version to comprehend high places instead of heavenly places in Ephesians 6 and 12. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going into the devil's camp. We're going to tear down. That's why we went to prayer first on yesterday morning. We went to prayer against every demonic spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. To tear down those things so that we can get ready to praise him tonight. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. Most people believe that the devil lives in hell, but he don't. He's not in hell yet. He's not in hell yet. He's here to torment you. The scripture teaches us very conclusively that the devil actually lives in a heaven. That's why you got to go into them heavenly places and pull down and tear down and rebuke and all those things, because the devil ain't in hell yet. He ain't burning yet. All those that's not saved, he's going to take them with him when it's time, okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Greek word for exporantos, both of these words are pull. And the other word is shemain. Both of these are plural, indicating the existence of more than one heaven. We have more than one heaven. God is up above the third heaven. I knew it, the 2 Corinthians 12, 2 and 4 says, praise God, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught up into the third heaven, how that he might caught up into paradise and civil words, which is not lawful for man to utter. Paul is described in the presence of God in paradise is where he is. Clearly, God dwells in above the third heaven, that no man can go there until God comes back to get his church. Oh, yes, he's coming back for us. He said he's coming back and he's going to call us. He's gonna, the book is going to be open.
Yes.
And it's going to be read. You that have washed your robe, your name will be called. Since there is a third heaven, that must be a first and second heaven also. In Psalms 19:1, it reveals it. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. The universe, as we know it, forms the first heaven. There is only oblique references in the scriptures to the second heaven. One of these found in Revelation 4:6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of the heaven. In the Greek word, in midst is a single compound noun. It could be translated as mid-heaven or middle heaven. But we are getting ready, praise God, hallelujah, to be translated. God, when he calls my name, I'll be ready. In the book of Revelation, John declares there are war going on in heaven. Revelation 12:7. How could there be war in heaven if God didn't dwell there alone? This is what it said. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels and prevailed not. Satan cannot prevail. I'm telling you, in your life, Satan cannot prevail. You are free in the Holy Ghost. Neither was there place. Praise God. Neither was there place for him found in heaven. Praise God. There's no place for Satan in heaven. There's only going to be purity. Everything when we get to heaven. You won't have no more aches and pains. You won't have no more unrest. You won't have no more fighting. You won't have none of this thing that's going on down here. As long as you keep yourself abstained from the world. We are keeping ourselves because we are in this world, but we are not a part of this world. I know many people are getting involved with many things, but we're not supposed to be involved with the worldly things. We are spiritual beings. Hallelujah. We are spiritual beings. Praise God. There's another place found in heaven. It appears that up until the point of the devil have lived in heaven. The book of Revelation describes future events. This peculiar event has not yet transpired. Therefore, it is safe to conclude that the devil presently lives in a heaven. But notice, he does not live in God's heaven. God kicked him out of there. God kicked him out of there because he wanted to take over. We know that. And when Satan was cast out of the presence of God, he established a command post of his own in the area of the universe known as the second heaven. He works there with principalities, power. This is what devil is doing. He's working there with principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and weakness in high places. And these compromise the strongholds Paul speak of in 2 Corinthians 10:4. These strongholds have set themselves against you and me. And are masters of controlling thoughts of mankind. That's what I wanted you to hear. Because Satan is in his own domain, praise God, he's up there with all his principalities and power, and he is trying to talk to you with all of his little things. And he got all his little imps, all those that were thrown out of heaven with him. He's there trying to control you. If you don't take authority over your mind and your thoughts, he will control you. As I said before, you can be sitting up in a church, or you can be trying to pray, and the devil there will come there and put evil thoughts in your mind or draw you away from what you're thinking about. And then you have to pull down those things. All those powers is given unto heaven and earth, he says. Go ye therefore. What did God say? He wants us to go and pull down those things and speak to them that be not as though they are. We have that authority. Why did Jesus say all power was given to him in heaven? He made the heaven. He is God. He's referring here specifically to the second heaven because of the resurrection. God has paid a price for us. God has died for us. God has claimed us to be his own, y'all. Come on, somebody. God doesn't claim you. Don't let this devil claim you.
Amen.
He is telling his disciples we have power. Praise God. And then he has commissioned us to go into all the earth. Praise God. He said, go ye therefore into all the world, teaching and preaching and commanding those things. I tell you, when we was in Africa, when I went to Africa on many times, there was demon spirit, and we had to cast down those things and pull down those things, and you could not be afraid. I know some people say, yeah, I would have been afraid of them demons. No, you're not afraid. You're going to talk and speak to the demons of darkness and pull them down and let them know that they cannot have authority over God's people. Africa is sometimes dark with demons. There was one man came up. He was a Satan worshiper. Before we left there, that man gave his life to the Lord.
Oh, praise God.
There was one time we went, there was a voodoo doctor. He used to go get stuff and give to the people and try to get them healed. He couldn't do nothing, but guess what? He gave his life to the Lord. He gave his life to the Lord. That's why we support Africa. Because those people need our prayers. They need us in every way, just like we need over here. We need to help fight against the spirits of darkness. There was a girl over there in Ghana. She come and tried to disrupt the service. We had to stop the service and command her out of there with all her demon spirits. She came in there just talking all kind of crazy and didn't want to get out, but we had to command that spirit out. We had to go down and pray. Demons are real. Well, I have to go again. We're not going to finish it, but next month we'll go back there because we want to talk about bum thoughts in your mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you, and may he give you peace. I am so thankful and grateful to all of you that came on tonight. I see many of you, many of you. May the Lord bless you and, oh, bless you and bless you. Because God, that's what God says. Now, I don't say this lightly. God tells us to bless his people that they may be blessed. So God bless you and keep you until we meet again next Sunday night at this time, same time. Please be back with us. Good night. Bye-bye.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Amen. Amen.
All right.